This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
In these days of confused situations, in these nights of restless remorse, when the heart and the soul of a nation lay wounded and cold as a corpse, from the grave of the innocent been paid up in full. Be ye glad.
Be glad.
Be ye glad. Oh, be ye glad. Every debt that you ever had has been paid up in full by the grace of the Lord. Be ye glad.
Be ye glad.
Turning,
and outside there are faces of friends. Though your body lay weary from wasting, and your eyes show the sorrow they've had,
the sorrow, the love that your heart is not tasting,
has
opened the gate. Be ye glad.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
The narrower your soul, broader the path to walk. The broader the soul, narrower the path to walk. The weightier the matter, the lighter the solution. The lighter the matter, the weightier the solution. The good the news, the bad the situation. The bad the news, the good the situation. The bitter the life, the better the forgiveness. The better the life, the bitter the forgiveness. The stronger the soul, the weaker the hurt. The weaker the soul, the stronger the hurt. Let this engage your thought. Be refreshed. By Ebenezer Kwei.
Hello, dear friends. We're here once again with the Daily Devotional Series. Today's lesson is captioned, The Land of Zebulun and Naphtali. The Land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Let's offer a word of prayer as you go through this wonderful lesson.
Father, we thank you for another morning. As we come to look at the beginning of Jesus' ministry here on earth, we pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us into all understanding and grant us the ability to be able to apply the precepts that you teach us today in our daily lives, that we would find rest for our souls. Bless us to this end, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Matthew chapter 4 verse 13 to 16, I believe, has a lot to say about this lesson. So therefore, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4 verse 13 to 16. Matthew chapter 4 verse 13 to 16. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. So that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah must be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light was dawned. Amen.
Amen.
With this reading, what is it telling us about the ministry of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, thank you. Before I talk about the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali, I want to make a quick commentary about the ministry of John the Baptist and why Jesus kept a low profile. All through the Old Testament, the prophets were preaching one thing, and that was repentance. Why were the prophets preaching repentance? Because the kingdom of God was at hand. And now, after 400 years of silence, if you like, John the Baptist arises and he also started preaching repentance. Now, John the Baptist was preaching repentance, but John did not only preach repentance. When he was preaching, he was also telling the people that there is another that is coming that is greater than I am. In fact, John says that he who is coming, the latchet of his shoe, I am not worthy to lose. And so John was declaring that he was only a forerunner to somebody who was greater. Of course, the Messiah was supposed to come. And so John drew attention to the Messiah. Now, when the Messiah came, he also preached repentance. Why? Because the kingdom of God was at hand. Now, John and Jesus were preaching the same thing. And because John knew that Jesus was superior, and Jesus knew that John was the one who had come to prepare the way, if the two of them should be preaching the same thing in the same community, there was going to be this tension. People wouldn't know where to go because John had his own disciples. And when Jesus also begins to preach the same thing, then people will begin to look at John in a different way. So Jesus intentionally, in godly wisdom, kept a low profile by withdrawing himself until the ministry of John came to a close. Then we are able to realize that Jesus did this in order that he would avoid trouble, so that there wouldn't be any tension. There wouldn't be questions in the minds of the people who were hearing John and Jesus now as to who really was the Messiah. Of course, John was pointing to Jesus as the Messiah, but Jesus wanted John's full ministry to be done. And so that is why Jesus withdrew himself. Now, the Bible tells us that John was now in prison, and upon the imprisonment of John, Jesus begins his ministry. Well, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. If we like, we can say that for commentary purposes, Israel had seen the light of God because of how God had been with them throughout the Old Testament. They were God's people. They knew God. They had been with God. But what about the people who didn't know God? The Gentiles. The Son of Man came to seek and to save those people too. And so the lesson now draws our attention to the fact that Jesus began his ministry at no other place but the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali. Then the question arises, what are the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali? Now, Zebulun and Naphtali, we know, are also part of the children of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, after which the nation Israel was divided into tribes. So the 12 tribes of Israel. Zebulun and Naphtali were part of these sons of Jacob who eventually became tribes in Israel. But they settled at the northern side of Canaan after they had entered the promised land. Now, when they settled there, the kingdom was divided, as we know, and gradually the northern kingdom began to follow after the deeds and the lifestyle of the Canaanites. And so they diluted their faith in God, and the Assyrians came on a ridge, and then they took them captive and they brought other people to settle there. Now, because of that, the northern kingdom became a Gentile community. And so people of the world, if you like, Gentiles, unbelievers, were now dwelling in those lands, especially Naphtali and Zebulun. This is the lesson that we need to take from it, that we who have come to believe God, we who are bearers of the light, we who are bearers of the gospel of God, we need to, regardless of the class and the status of people around us, we need to send the gospel to them without any discrimination, because everybody deserves to hear the gospel of God preached to them. Practical ways to do the will of God. What did Jesus do? We said that Jesus was God, but he humbled himself and he was willing to go there, that place where nobody would ever have regarded. He was willing to go there and to start his ministry. So we also need to be humble enough and be willing to go wherever God sends us to declare the gospel, and those people would also be saved.
Thank you once again for this great message. With God on our side and his grace and mercy that always brings us this far, he has been able to grant us yet another grace to share this wonderful message with you. That is the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. We have really heard a lot. Even though they were in darkness, Jesus Christ never left them alone. He was still with them, directed them, and we believe everything went well with them. Upon this note, our pastor will give us his last words and then pray with us.
Yes, finally, I want to say that we can still see the centrality of the Old Testament in everything that Jesus was doing. Matthew records that so that which was said by the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled. This tells us clearly and explicitly that whatever was recorded about Jesus in the Old Testament was fulfilled. And so we see that the beginnings of Jesus' ministry had very, very humble beginnings. It started from a place that nobody would even have thought about. He had a very humble beginning. And we need to also learn from Jesus and humble ourselves. Wherever we find ourselves, let's use that place as our beginning and preach the gospel and bring the light of the gospel to the people who are in the darkness there. Let's not say that I am here, there is no church here, there is no other believer here, so let me hide my identity as a Christian. Wherever we find ourselves, let's not hide our badge. Let's stand boldly and declare that Jesus Christ has come. The kingdom, everybody should repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. And that alone would be a blessing to us. May we now pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful lesson. Another lesson on humility. Another lesson that we can glean from the very life of Jesus Christ himself. That he was willing to go to a place that nobody was willing to go, to even preach the gospel and to bring salvation to the people around. Father, we pray that you give us humility. We pray that you make us humble in everything. Make us humble in the various lines of duties to which you have called us. And make us channels that will emit your righteousness, your gospel of light to people who are in darkness. Father, as we go about our businesses, in our homes, at our workplaces, wherever we find ourselves, make us bearers of this light of the gospel. That, Lord, when that light dawns on people who have not come to know you, they would give their lives to you completely. We pray for our lives today. We pray for your leading, for your guidance, for your protection. Bless us and our families and our relations and our loved ones, because we've prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God's grace and mercy has indeed granted us this wonderful day to share this wonderful words with you. I believe most of us are really learning a lot from it. May God bless us all now and forevermore.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hero, hero.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 0117 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Sleeves the angels putting on the rhythm.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps, lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Now in the sky we're starless in the dead of the night.
God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
The judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God,
oh, Jesus,
is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you.
Welcome to the moment of truth with your servant Obed Amanzi Addison. Shall we pray? We thank you, our gracious God, a bright and wonderful day that we may hear your word. As we've opened your word, Lord, give us the understanding. We thank you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Shall we take our Bibles and open to John 14:6? John 14:6. And I read, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As the Lord was going back to the Father to prepare a place for us, he said this. He gave us an assurance that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through him. Jesus, not the preacher. Jesus, not the priest. Jesus, not your parents. Nor me or I myself. But he only is the way to God. There is no other mediator between man and God than the man Jesus Christ. Jesus saved all the way. By his death, life, and coming again, his spirit saves. Jesus died for us And as he was going, he gave us assurance that he alone is the way, the truth, and the life. He is not only or just a life shower. He's not just showing us the way. He's not just showing us that he have life. He's not just showing us he only have truth. But he's giving us these three things. Why? He is the way. Without him, there is no going. It tells us that as we are transiting from earth to heaven, without Christ, you can't go. Because he has come from there to us. And he only knows the way of which we can go to the Father. He is the truth. Without whom there is no knowing. He is the truth. Without whom there is no knowing. If you don't come to Christ, you will never know the truth. Therefore, he is telling us that he is the truth. Without whom there is no going. He is life. Without whom there is no growing. You can't grow. You can't grow without Christ. Growing spiritually, physically, and mentally. Without Christ, there is no growing. In Christ, all these treasures of wisdom, knowledge, are found. And I'm sharing with you today, based on John 14:6. Christ is telling us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So having him, you have found all sort of knowledge. 1 John 2:20 tells us, same, for the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and show it to us. For the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and show them to us. Paul had a glimpse of such promises that Christ indeed is the life giver. In Colossians 3:4 tells us the same thing. And Galatians 2:20, he again says, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Paul tells us that we will live if and only if we let Christ live in us. He that has the Son of God has life. It tells us that only through Christ we will have life. Only through Christ we will live. Therefore, I'm telling you, brother or sister, I'm telling you, fellow listener, that you can only live if you have Christ in you. You can only live if Christ dwells in your heart. The so-called life the sinner possesses, God calls it death. So whatever you are holding on now, which you call life, God calls it death. Only believers have life. So I'm telling you, I'm pleading with you that come to Christ so you may have life and have it abundantly. Come to Christ that he may show you the way. Come to Christ that ye may know and know the truth. He is our life, internal crystal, as live as yet, confined within a narrow limit in this sinful world and in this sinful body. God loves you. That's why he sent his only begotten Son, that who may believe in him may have life and have it abundantly. Christ is telling you and I that indeed he is the way, the truth, and the life. Sooner we'll enter into eternity, and no one can show you the way than Christ. No one can tell you the truth than Christ. He only says this through his word. So I'm telling you, brother and sister, I'm telling you, fellow listener, that you should always be in tune with the Bible. Take God's word day in and day out. Eat him, eat his flesh, and also drink his blood, but always feeding on his word. A life of holiness, joy, and love. Christ has presented it to us today. Energizing power to keep us from sin. He's telling us that he will keep us from sin. If and only if we come to him, so that he show us the way. He tell us the truth. For Christ, to me, is life. Christ is life. And he's the life giver. He's the one who made you, and who made heaven and earth. May the good Lord be with you. Just as today, we got to know that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Do his will, and he'll tell you the truth, and he'll show you the way to eternity. Shall we pray? Our Lord, the Master Jesus, may your name be praised, and may we live by it, by the guidance of your Spirit. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.